but most of the people think, I have to go to the gym. I completely disagree. I think you have to exercise. I think you have to move your body because it's just super, super healthy. But if you don't enjoy going to the gym, you should not spend a second in a gym.
You want to leave this place where we grew up, this old town, just put it all behind. Remember you.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good whatever, and welcome to another episode of The Vegan Life. You've come to the right place if you want to become a healthier and happier human being. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for investing your time in the most important thing ever, your health. And I'm super pumped for today's episode because we're going to talk about blue zones. And if you don't know what a blue zone is, what are you actually doing with your life? Monday morning and I'm already super funny. Good job, Axel. Well, obviously, if you don't know what a blue zone is, no worries at all because we're going to talk about it. And you know what? Let's not waste time. Let's talk about blue zones. So a blue zone is not a scientific term. A blue zone is home, or blue zones are home to some of the world's oldest people. I will repeat that. Blue zones are home to some of the world's oldest people. They live longer and, that's really important, healthier lives. Meaning they get less often sick. Like, they're just healthier human beings, and I mean, who doesn't want to live healthy? Like, who wants to get sick? So I thought, let's talk about it because there are certain habits that you will find in almost all of these blue zones. There are, let me count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 blue zones all over the world. One is in Greece, in Ikaria, that's an island. Then we have another one in Italy, Sardinia, Okinawa, Japan. Then we have Costa Rica. Don't force me to pronounce this. Nicoya Peninsula. Oh my goodness. Anyways, and then we have one in the USA, in California, Loma Linda. And there are there are certain things that, yeah, these blue zones have in common, things, habits that we can adopt to, yeah, our lives, and that will that will lead to healthier, happier human beings. And I found it super interesting that studies have found that genetics only play a 20 to 30% role in longevity. I will repeat that. Studies have found that genetics only play a 20 to 30% role in longevity. That means 70 or even 80% of what we do every single day, our habits, or especially our food habits, we'll talk about that later, determine how long and how healthy we live. So let's talk about these habits. One thing common to blue zones is that those who live there primarily eat a 95% plant-based diet. I will repeat it. I will repeat myself today quite often. One thing common to blue zones is that those who live there primarily eat a 95% plant-based diet. That's really, really interesting. So you can't really call them vegan because some of them eat fish. Some of them eat even meat. But mostly plant-based. The number one source of protein is not meat, is not fish. Legumes, including beans, peas, lentils, and chickpeas, and they're, yeah, obviously, I don't have to tell you that legumes are super rich in fiber and protein. The diets in these blue zones are typically rich in the following. Vegetables, surprise, surprise, legumes, whole grains, and nuts. Vegetables, legumes, whole grains, and nuts. I have to mention that some of them eat fish. I already said that, especially in Icaria and Sardinia. And obviously, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, fish is a solid source of omega-3 fatty acids. And omega-3 fatty acids are really important for your brain health, for your heart. The thing with omega-3 fatty acids, or especially with the omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, is that, yeah, these fatty acids are not accumulated by fish, but by seaweed. So what these people could do is just eat seaweed instead of the fish. You can use a EPA and DHA supplement, a vegan one. The good thing is you don't have these saturated fats. Plus, like, our oceans are, close to collapse. The fish is just so freaking polluted. So if we just talk about health, like, if you really want to be healthy, you don't put dioxins and PCBs and all this, just unhealthy stuff into your body. So if you live in Icaria or Sardinia, maybe eat seaweed and you will even live longer. Okay, so then we have another really interesting fact, and that is alcohol. Obviously, they don't drink a lot of alcohol. Alcohol is group 1 carcinogen, and we don't have to talk about the fact that alcohol makes you pretty sick, but I just think it would be unfair if I don't mention that they consume 1 to 2 glasses of red wine per day. Red wine is high in antioxidants. Would I recommend to drink alcohol? Probably not. There are other foods which are high in antioxidants too. Guess I have to mention it. If you want to drink it, drink it. I just, wouldn't do it. But it's totally up to you. Another interesting point. Exercise is built into daily life. Surprise, surprise. Aside from diet, exercise is another extremely important factor in aging. In the blue zones, people don't exercise purposefully by going to the gym. Instead, it is built into their daily lives through gardening, walking, cooking, and other daily routines. I mean, it's not a surprise that exercising is super healthy. I found it interesting that they don't go to the gym. And I think that's important to communicate, because nowadays I kind of get the feeling that everyone thinks, or obviously, like, not everyone, but most of the people think, I have to go to the gym. I completely disagree. I think you have to exercise. I think you have to move your body, because it's just super, super healthy. But if you don't enjoy going to the gym, you should not spend a second in a gym. There are so many different sports. If you like playing volleyball, then play volleyball. Like, I don't enjoy, running a marathon. That's why I don't do it. So if you don't enjoy going to the gym, find something that you like and then do it. That's the only way. That's the only sustainable way. It just doesn't make any sense to spend your limited time on planet Earth with a sport that you don't like. Period. End of story. So these people in the blue zones, they exercise. They live in also in places where they're like kind of forced to exercise, to walk, because there are stairs and things of that nature. So if you don't live there, just just move your body every single day. Like, you don't have to exercise heavily. Like, you don't have to squat every day and do, I don't know, handstand push-ups. Just move your body every day.
Just wanted to say thank you to the sponsor of today's episode. It's myself. I just launched my online program. If you want to learn how to thrive on a vegan diet, if you want to get in shape in this year, then you have to sign up for the 30 Days Vegan Challenge. In over 25 explainer videos, you will learn how to cover all your nutrients on a vegan diet, because eating vegan doesn't necessarily mean eating healthy. You will learn which supplements you have to use, you get vegan recipes and check, plus shopping list, which will make sure that you're getting all your nutrients. If you sign up now, you can still get the early bird rate. It's only $85, but only if you sign up today. Link in the podcast description and my Instagram bio. Sign up today and now enjoy the rest of the episode.
Okay, let's talk about the next point, and that's, yeah, one of the most interesting ones. They're all super interesting, so what am I talking here? They get enough sleep. In addition to exercise, getting adequate rest and a good night's sleep also seem to be very important for living a long and healthy life. People in blue zones get enough sleep and also often take daytime naps. A number of studies have found that not getting enough sleep or getting too much sleep, super interesting, can significantly increase the risk of death, including from heart disease or stroke. Probably the most, the worst thing that you can do is not getting enough sleep. Like, there are more people getting sick from not enough sleep than too much sleep. A large analysis of 35 studies found that 7 hours was the optimal sleep duration. Sleeping a lot less or a lot more. Can you even sleep a lot more than like 7 to 9 hours? Some people probably can. Anyway, sleeping a lot less or a lot more than that was associated with an increased risk of death. In the blue zones, people tend not to go to sleep, wake up, or go to work at set hours. They just sleep as much as their body tells them to. Interesting. Well, then in certain blue zones, such as Icaria and Sardinia, daytime napping is also common. Okay. They also mentioned that naps of 30 minutes or less may be beneficial. Anything longer than 30 minutes is associated with an increased risk of heart disease and death. So in a nutshell, people in blue zones get enough sleep. 7 hours of sleep at night and naps of no more than 30 minutes during the day may help reduce the risk of heart disease and death. So what should we do? We should just get enough sleep. If I just think back as a teenager, I was always super depressed and moody and to be frank, I was just a bitch. I was just tired all the time, but I didn't know any better. Like, I didn't know that you have to sleep enough. Sounds super dumb, but like, we watched TV as children till like 11, 12, and we had to wake up at 6, and I would just, especially as a teenager, you need like even more sleep than now. Like, as a teenager, you need like 8, 9, 10 hours of sleep, and I slept 6, and like, I remember that most of my friends did the same thing, and depression rates, they explode, especially when we talk about teenagers, and like, one of the most important things is to get enough sleep. So if you're listening right now and you sleep less than 7 hours, just try a week or two with enough sleep. And if you don't say, yeah, if you say right now, yeah, oh, Axel, but I work so much, I don't have the time. The richest man on earth is Jeff Bezos at the moment. He is the CEO of Amazon. He sleeps every day 8 hours. If he can do it, he's probably one of the busiest men alive. If he can do it, so can you. So, yeah, prioritize sleep. It's so important. Yeah, just listen to the Blue Zones. And then there are other habits associated with longevity. So being, that's super interesting, being religious or spiritual. Blue Zones are typically religious communities. A number of studies have shown that being religious is associated with lower risk of death. This may be due to social support and reduced rates of depression. Does that mean we all have to become religious or spiritual? I don't know. I think one thing is outstanding here. They live in communities. And loneliness is as dangerous, even more dangerous, than smoking cigarettes. I don't remember the source of the study. Maybe, like, don't quote me on that, but it just makes sense. Like, we human beings, we are social creatures, meaning we have to live in communities. We have to see people. Like, the most beautiful things in life always happen when other people are involved. If you, like, ask people what were the most beautiful things in life, they will tell you, time with my family, the birth of my child, my wedding, Ergo, spend more time with people. It sounds so simple. It is so simple. It is maybe not always easy. But yeah, we have to spend more time with people and be less lonely. That doesn't mean that it's, like, I think it's good sometimes to be on your own. But there is a big difference between being alone and being or having the feeling of loneliness. Let me repeat that. There is a big difference between feeling lonely and being alone. Being alone sometimes, beautiful. Like, every morning I'm on my own working. Like, I love that. But I also love having dinner with my friends. And what I try to avoid is to feel lonely. And so many people feel lonely every day. And then they, spend tremendous big amounts of, like, just so much time on their phones instead of, connecting to people and meeting people in real life. So I think we gotta do that. We gotta change that. So I'm challenging you this week. Go out with your friends. Vegan potluck at your home. It's one of the most beautiful things ever, and I think we should do that more often. Next point, having a life purpose. Ooh, I love that one. People in Blue Zones tend to have a life purpose, known as Ikigai. Oh, great book, by the way. Hi, I will put that in the link in the show notes as well. Such a good book. And Ikigai is obviously... that's what they call it in Okinawa. And then we have Plan de Vida in Costa Rica. This is associated with a reduced risk of death, possibly through psychological well-being. Surprise, surprise. Next one, a healthy social network. Your social network called Muay in Okinawa can affect your health. For example, if your friends are obese, you have a greater risk of being obese, possibly through social acceptance of weight gain. Like, we don't have to really talk about the reason, I think. It's just, super interesting to see that that the people who are surrounding you have such a big impact on your life. And we all know that. Like, if there is one negative person in, like, around us, it affects the mood of the whole group. So focus on adding positive, happy people to your life. Like, don't focus on getting rid of the old ones, because that will happen automatically. If you focus on spending more time with happy, optimistic people, like people you like, people who bring joy into your life, then automatically you will spend less time with people who do the opposite. And that's pretty much it. The bottom line, is their lifestyle is different than, yeah, most of us, most of the lifestyle of like Westerners. They mostly eat a plant-based diet, they exercise regularly, they drink moderate amounts of alcohol, they get enough sleep, and have a good spiritual family and social networks. I don't know about you, but there are probably certain things that you can improve on. Maybe you can eat more plant-based foods. Maybe you don't exercise enough. Maybe you don't drink alcohol. Stick to that. Maybe, and I think most of you don't get enough sleep, enough quality sleep. I know that I made a podcast episode just about sleep. Listen to that. And they spent, yeah, maybe you don't spend enough time with friends. And yeah, I'm guilty of that because I'm working a lot. So I'm going to challenge myself to spend more time with my friends. One thing that works for me pretty well in the last couple of weeks and the last couple of months is to eat dinner with my friends. Like, I have to eat anyways, even though I'm super busy and I'm working so much. I'm super productive and I'm working so much. Like, I enjoy it. But also, I want to enjoy time with my friends. And, like, having dinner every day with friends, it's just such a beautiful thing. And maybe you can adopt that to your life as well. If you like this episode, let me know. Share it on social media. Share it with your neighbor. Share it with your family, friends. Just someone you care about. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to this podcast, leave a review. It takes maybe like 12 and a half seconds. Helps me a lot to help more people. Would mean the world to me. And yeah, I'm super excited for the next week. We have a lot of great interviews. So yeah, stay tuned and until next time. Bye-bye.
Heard you want to leave this place where we grew up, this old town, just put it all behind. Remember you and I would always find somewhere to hide when we were kids, so we could see and hear the water run. The river's gonna cry when you're gone.